BBC News, hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. President Zelensky has denounced a deadly airstrike on a crowded superstore in Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, as an act of Russian madness. Officials said at least six people were killed and more than 30 others hurt when two glide bombs struck the DIY store on Saturday afternoon. Jeremy Bowen is in Kharkiv.
President Zelensky of Ukraine is saying repeatedly that all this proves they need more effective air defences. This is going to be a very difficult summer for the Ukrainians because those Western weapons, those US weapons, which are finally perhaps coming through, aren't going to arrive instantaneously and change the game. And the Russians see a window of opportunity which they are trying to exploit.
Burkina Faso's military government has announced that it will extend its rule for another 5 years. The state-owned broadcaster said the country's ruler will also be able to contest the next presidential election. When Ibrahim Traoré seized power in a coup nearly 2 years ago, he said he would restore civilian government by the middle of this year. The hip-hop star Nicki Minaj has been freed by police after being detained at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport on suspicion of carrying drugs. She had been travelling to the UK for a concert, which has now been postponed. More details from Anna Holligan.
In a video posted on Instagram, the 12-time Grammy Award nominee can be seen surrounded by Dutch military police. She seems to be holding the camera just out of shot, and you hear the police say, "You are under arrest." She is then ushered onto a police van while she's asking for her lawyer. Nicki Minaj has denied carrying drugs, and later she posted on X to say that pre-rolled joints belonging to her security team had been found on board her private jet.
Mexico has transferred a senior figure in the Sinaloa drug cartel to the United States in one of the highest profile extraditions in recent years. Nestor Isidro Perez Salas, known as El Nini, was arrested in November in the northwestern city of Culiacan. Mimi Swaby reports.
This is being viewed as a victory for both sides of the US-Mexico border in their fight against drugs. Nestor Isidro Perez Salas, also known as El Nini, was the head of the security for the sons of the imprisoned drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. He was arrested in November in the northwestern city of Culiacan. The US Justice Department describes him as one of the cartel's lead assassins, responsible for the murder, torture and kidnapping of rivals and witnesses. Officials say the faction of the Sinaloa cartel, led by El Chapo's sons, known as Los Chapitos, is the biggest trafficker of fentanyl to the United States.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Weather officials in Bangladesh have issued warnings to coastal districts after a deep depression intensified into a cyclonic storm in the Bay of Bengal. The cyclone, named Rimal, is currently centred about 400 kilometres offshore. It's expected to hit the coast of eastern India and southern Bangladesh on Sunday afternoon, with winds gusting up to 100 kilometres an hour. The Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, which has been devastated by flooding over the past month, is facing more rain and an outbreak of waterborne disease. Officials have registered 800 suspected cases of an illness called leptospirosis. 4 deaths have been confirmed so far. The American film director Sean Baker has won this year's Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival for his movie Anora. It's about a sex worker from Brooklyn who marries the son of a Russian oligarch. This is what Sean Baker had to say on the treatment his complex theme needed.
I always think that humor is necessary in human stories because it's part of our lives. You know, we all use humor to cope, humor to get by, and I can't stand when I see a film devoid of humor or a story that's devoid of humor because this is not real. And I guess the challenge is balancing that. When you want to tell a story that is ultimately tragic, how much do you infuse humor and where?
Although it was highly acclaimed, some critics expected The Seed of the Sacred Fig by the Iranian director Mohammad Rasoulov to win. The dissident filmmaker instead collected a special jury prize for his clandestinely filmed work. The American songwriter Richard Sherman has died. He was 95. Working with his brother Robert, Richard Sherman was behind the soundtracks for some of Disney's biggest musicals, including Mary Poppins and The Jungle Book. The Disney company described him as a legend whose songs were magnificent and timeless. BBC News.